Pause recording button.
Hi everyone, it's Jo from a very wet and windy and stormy Devon. Horrendous weather down here, but this is my belated February day 4. Has health and safety gone mad? I don't really notice a great difference from me being a child's head the way we are with Jodie or anything. I suppose it makes a difference that having being visually impaired as a child, you perhaps, although my parents encouraged me to do, you know, to do everything within the realms of possibility, you know, I rode a bike and I had a little bit of sight as a child, so I, you know, was allowed to have a bike and things like that, which I rode around the streets just near to our house and everything with my dad usually with me running alongside or something. But I, you know, Jodie walks to school. We live quite close to her secondary school, and well, very close in fact, but she walks to school with a friend, so that's good. Because Timothy's quite a small town, if she wants to, she can go down into town with a friend after school. I mean, they do have the mobile phones today, which is a good thing, so she can keep in touch, or if she needs, as you know, we can be there within minutes. But so in that respect, I've not really noticed a great difference, really. What I have noticed, though, is that within work for certain people, within certain industries, I know Rob's dad was a painter and decorator, had his own business at one point, I think. Yeah, he did. But he said that for their business, the health and safety weren't mad. If you're working for a company, even if you're working inside a building, you had to put scaffolding up to do the high up parts of the walls and things, and it used to drive him mad because he was so used to just kind of putting ladders up and planks across ladders and things and doing it that way, and that's the way he'd been doing it for years. And the time it used to take to put the scaffolding up and then get the scaffold, because you had to have professional scaffolders in to do it, and then to take the scaffolding down after the job had been done, it just added a lot of time onto the job, so he wasn't too impressed with that. And the other week we had Sky installed, and the guy who came to fit the Sky dish, he had to attach his ladder to our outside wall and then attach himself to the ladder, I think it was, before he could do any drilling and install the Sky dish, which just seemed like a lot of palaver. I mean, he wasn't really exactly that high up, and years ago that wouldn't have happened. And I have uncles who, well, they're retired now, but were in the building trade, joiners, builders. And I remember my uncle Chris used to go up on a roof and they would just practically run across the top of a roof because they were so used to it. But now they would not be allowed to do that. They would have to have scaffolding put up, which is isn't a bad thing, you know, safety first. But I guess, you know, the extremes of health and safety have, you know, they have gone rather extreme now. But, you know, I guess it's safety first, and in a lot of ways that's good. But I suppose it drives people mad who've been working in that industry for years and years, and they're having to learn to do things differently and to be a little bit more patient. But personally, I haven't noticed a great deal of difference, to be honest. I guess my parents, if they were around, would have noticed more, because, you know, they were of the generation where I guess they were really allowed to roam freely and without adult supervision. And also I think the generation where, you know, if you dropped a sweet on the floor, you'd just pick it up, blow it and put it back in your mouth, whereas today we're a lot more conscious of germs, I suppose, and things like that, and we wouldn't let a child do that. So that's my take on health and safety. Pretty brief, but anyway, I hope you're all having a good day, and I will be back soon with day 5. Chat to you all soon, and thanks for listening. Bye.